Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And today we're going to continue talking about Hualien or Huilan or Kaiyai or Kurai or whatever it used to be called. Nowadays, of course, it is known as Hualien, Hualien County, and also Hualien City. I suppose we could talk about that a little bit because we're going to talk about all the fun things you can do outdoors there, and all the wonderful, munchy things you can eat.
Because if you go on a trip or go on vacation or just take a couple of days off, you want to see beautiful things, but you also want to eat good-tasting things as well.
You do.
So we're going to talk about that stuff. In our first program on Hualien, of course, we focused in on the beautiful Taroko Gorge, which is located in Taroko National Park. That's probably my favorite place in Taiwan. And we also talked about how you can go to Qixintan Beach and at night, at least, look up into the sky and see the Big Dipper, which is kind of fun if you're into stars. And who isn't into stars? I love them.
Yeah, we all love stars and galaxies and the binary stars and planets and comets and meteors and stuff like that. But that has to do with astronomy. We're going to be sticking closer to Earth here, especially in Hualien County. Mm. So let's go ahead and read our lesson for today and talk about the outdoor activities and some of the treats you can enjoy.
Whether you prefer thrills that get your heart racing or something more low-key, Hualien offers a wide range of outdoor activities to please all types of tourists. Those looking for an exhilarating way to take in the area's breathtaking scenery can try river rafting on the Shouguluan River. During peak season in the summer, the 24-kilometer section of the river is filled with brightly colored rafts descending the rapids that plunge through the coastal mountain range. If you're not so sure about river rafting, why not join a whale-watching voyage? April through October is the best time to partake in this unforgettable tour. Set out early in the morning for a greater chance to see one of these majestic sea creatures in the flesh. Besides whales, visitors might spot dolphins, ocean sunfish, and stingrays swimming in the water's depths. After a day in the sun, quench your thirst with a refreshing cup of black tea near Chenghuang Temple. This tea is served cold and in an unusual way. The black tea shop uses a steel pipe to deliver tea from the second floor to a faucet behind the counter. The steel pipes feature two layers, one for the tea to travel through, as well as an outer one filled with ice water to keep the sweet beverage cold. Continue to Gongcheng Street to delight your palate with warm, steamed baozi. These mouth-watering large soft buns have savory pork inside. Of course, afterward, you'll need dessert. Zhengji Mochi, a popular mochi shop, is the perfect place to stop. Here, visitors can find the sweet specialty in a variety of flavors, including adzuki bean, green bean, sesame, and peanut. For these reasons and more, it's easy to see the lure that dazzling Hualien holds for travelers and locals alike.
It's time now for us to continue with our lesson. We're going to talk about the details of the lesson right now. Falling in love with spectacular scenic Hualien. And remember last time we talked about Taroko Gorge mainly, but today we're going to talk about white water rafting and some of the things you can eat in Hualien. So whether you prefer thrills that get your heart racing or something more low-key, Hualien offers a wide range of outdoor activities to please all types of tourists. So we're talking about a range here, whether this or that, whether you like this or if you like that, you can enjoy pretty much everything in Hualien. So yes, you might prefer these thrills. A thrill is something that is very exciting, like white water rafting or maybe skydiving or something like that, surfing. Those would be very thrilling.
Yeah.
Thrilling is the adjective.
A scary.
Thrill. A scary, yes. A thrill, of course, as a noun, just means something something that is exciting, and it would get your heart racing. It would increase your heartbeat because you're really excited, but maybe you don't like such exciting things and you would prefer something more low-key.
Mm-hmm.
Low-key means more laid back, more mellow, more relaxing, and of course that would involve maybe a leisurely stroll along the beach or a kind and gentle hike through a forest or renting bicycles and hanging out with the kids or having a picnic or something like that. Those are very low-key activities.
They all sound great to me. Hualien, it says, offers a wide range of outdoor activities to please all types of tourists. Tom just finished listing off several of these outdoor activities that are pretty popular for people who visit Hualien. In the next sentence, it says, those looking for an exhilarating way to take in the area's breathtaking scenery can try river rafting on the Shogulan River. That's something I haven't done, but I'm looking forward to doing. If you want something that is exhilarating, again, it gets your heart racing, it makes you feel like you're taking a risk. It's just kind of exciting. If something's exhilarating, it takes your breath away, then you might want to try some of these activities that are a little bit less low-key than others, like having a picnic on the beach. If you take in something, guys, it just means you're seeing it. You can go on the weekend and take in a movie with friends. We wouldn't say we're going to go take in the mall. That's
no.
Not something we would do. But you take in something if you can see it and it's enjoyable. So you take in scenery, take in a movie. You do not take in a book or take in a bike ride. That's incorrect.
Yeah, that would be really strange to hear someone say that.
Yeah.
If you're not sure which one to use, just use the word enjoy. You can enjoy the area's breathtaking scenery. And you can try river rafting on the Siogulon River, which I believe is down in Ray Sway. That's quite far south of Hualien City in Taroko. Mm-hmm. Maybe about an hour drive or so. Kind of far down there.
Yeah.
But in any case here, yes, this is the Siogulon River, and you're going to do some river rafting. A raft is a kind of boat that has a flat bottom. Usually a raft is a floatable raft. It's got this round ring, and you kind of sit in the middle there with paddles. And so this is river rafting. Riding in a raft on the river, and usually it has lots of rapids.
That's right. I have gone river rafting in Arizona, which is so fun. And if you haven't done it, you need to try it because it's awfully fun. And even if you fall in the water, hey, it's great because it's usually hot outside. Mm. Now, during peak season in the summer, this section of river, which is 24 kilometers long, it's filled with brightly colored rafts that are descending the rapids that plunge through the coastal mountain range. When you talk about peak season, guys, it's the busiest season for whatever industry you're talking about. Peak season for people who are accountants and who work with taxes, the peak season here in Taiwan is May. But peak season for some of the tourist areas that you'd go to, it depends on what they are offering. If it's a ski resort, peak season is winter. If there are summer activities available, peak season, of course, would be summer. So their peak season is the summer because that's when it's warm and people are wanting to get out and take some vacation time with their families.
Indeed, and I would say the opposite of the peak season is the slow season. So right now, of course, it's summer, so it's peak season now. So, of course, you can we might have some difficulty finding a spot or getting a raft down there at this time.
They'll often say, Tom, off-peak. Off-peak season, you'll see that if you're looking for prices and stuff.
I hear off-peak when I take the commuter train sometimes.
Yeah.
Peak times or off-peak, then the prices are lower. But
right.
In any case here, this is the peak season in the summer. And, of course, lots of people are heading down there. They're riding in those brightly colored rafts. I already explained what a raft is. And, of course, this is a long section of the river. It's 24 kilometers long. And they are descending the rapids that plunge through the coastal mountain range. Of course, Taiwan has many different mountain ranges. There's the central mountain range, but then between the Rift Valley in Hualien and the coast is what is called the coastal mountain range, and the Siogulan River flows from the the Rift Valley over to the ocean on the other side of this coastal mountain range. And you've got lots of rapids there. Rapids, of course, are parts of the water where it's very turbulent, lots of water, lots of activity. Mm-hmm. It might be dangerous if you don't know how to swim.
Yeah.
And to descend means to go from a higher elevation to a lower one. And rivers, of course, have to descend from a higher place to a lower one. Otherwise, they wouldn't work.
Gravity pulls the water down. That's how it works. So here they're using this word plunge. It's a verb that means you go from a high point to a low point very quickly. We'll often use this if we're talking about the stock market. If it goes down dramatically one day, they'll say, oh, the market plunged. Or maybe there's an airplane in the air that's having difficulties and it plunges down and crashes, which is horrible. But this river does go down as it goes to the coastal mountain range. So if you're not so sure about river rafting, hey, here's another idea for you. Why not join a whale watching voyage? A voyage, of course, is a trip, and usually it's some kind of trip that's filled with adventure. We often will use voyage to talk about a long journey or trip on the water, so you're in the sea, or maybe in space. We also use voyage to talk about that. We're going to talk about when the best time to go is, but first, guys, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hi everyone, my name is Jenny. 我们今天还要继续带大家玩花莲。昨天我们有说到它的地理景观，当然还有它名字的来源，还有几个值得去的地方。那今天我们继续来看看，有一些活动是在花莲这里非常著名的，大家都会做的事，我们一起来看看是哪些。首先他这边说到 Whether you prefer thrills that get your heart racing or something more low-key， 好，注意到这里的句构是 Whether A or B。 好，这样的 Whether 开头引导出来的，当然这是一个副词性的子句，有一个情况条件就是不管是 A 还是 B， 注意到 whether 跟 or 他们会连在一起用哦。那这边说到不管是这样或那样，你都可以参与这里的户外活动，而且会玩得非常的尽兴。这边他提的第一个就是秀姑峦溪泛舟。泛舟是 rafting， river rafting。 我们知道泛舟呢，这当然是具有一点危险性，可是他提到在这里他有长达24公里的区域，还提到他的橡皮筏，提到呢他会这些彩色橡皮筏他会沿着穿过海岸的山脉骤降的急流而下。好，这整个的描述其实是写得很漂亮的。那我们应该要注意的，他提到了这个 raft 随着急流而下的时候用的动词descend， 那这里加了 ing， descending the rapids， 这就是用它的现在分词改成了一个分词来修饰前面的 colored raft。 再来我们再往下第二段里面，它就说到了如果你其实并不想要去泛舟，不太确定这件事，那可以参加比较静态的，那是赏鲸之旅。这里赏鲸就是 whale watching， 提到 whale watching， 这当然是一个复合形容词。我们知道 whale 它是鲸鱼，那 watch 是一个动词，加了 ing 就是用它的现在分词，然后这两个组合成了复合形容词，这也是很常见的。好，我们来看像刚刚说的 river rafting， 其实都是同样的用法，两个都是复合形容词。
We're going to take a short break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue with our lesson for today. We're talking about Outdoor activities, you can go whitewater rafting in Hualien County on the Xioguluan River. And, well, let's continue now and talk about a whale-watching voyage. Now, April through October is the best time to partake in this unforgettable tour. Yes, indeed, whale-watching tours are available in Hualien. In Hualien City there are a couple of companies that provide these tours. I should mention here, though, it says whale watching. I did this twice, and I did not see any whales, but
really?
I saw lots of dolphins.
Oh.
And that might be a problem with translation, because whales and dolphins are both referred to as cetaceans. So they may be misusing the word whale there. So if you go there expecting to see a whale, you might not get to see one, but dolphins are fun to look at anyway.
Really? You didn't see one whale on two trips?
I was kind of confused about that. My wife admitted, yeah, that's probably a problem with the translation. It's not really a whale-watching tour. It's more for dolphins.
But,
well, you might get lucky and see a whale. Who knows? But in any case, yes, this is a whale-watching voyage. And April through October, that would be the summertime right now. It's the best time. It's the peak season to partake or participate or be a part of this unforgettable tour.
Yeah, partake just means to join in some sort of activity. So it could be a lot of fun if you time it right. Maybe that's when the dolphins or the potential whales are out, April through October. Now, you need to set out early in the morning. You can't just sleep in and get on the boat about, you know, noon. They want you to set out early in the morning. That's when you're going to have a better chance or a greater chance to see one of these majestic sea creatures in the flesh. Majestic always reminds me of a king or a queen. I always think of, you know, people who are royal. Your Majesty is what we say to kings or queens when we meet them. That's how we address them. So if something's majestic, it's very impressive and maybe even very dignified as well. They are majestic sea creatures. They're quite large, and you do need to admire them for their strength and how big they are. I love them. And if you're lucky enough to see a whale, you can say to your friends, tell your friends, hey, I saw a whale in the flesh. In the flesh simply means you saw it with your own eyes. You weren't looking at a book or watching a movie. You actually were there in person.
Yeah, did you see Michael Jackson? Yes, I did. I saw him in the flesh.
Cool.
It wasn't on TV. It wasn't a magazine cover. There he was right there with his zebra skin glove and his white socks doing the moonwalk. But that's another subject here. We're talking about whales here. They are majestic sea creatures. And if you're lucky, you might see them with your own eyes. You'll see them in the flesh. And besides whales, visitors might spot dolphins. Oh, that's what we saw.
Yeah.
They're fun, too. And also, you might see ocean sunfish, which are a very large kind of flat fish. They've got kind of a flat bottom. I've only seen that in an aquarium. I did not see a sunfish on both of our whale-watching tours. And also stingrays. That's hong, I think, in Chinese. Especially a stingray is one that is poisonous, so you don't want to get in the water with that creature. But they are very graceful. They look like they're bats slowed way down flying through the water.
Now, after a day in the sun, you're going to want something to drink. You're going to want something to quench your thirst. That's a phrase we use to mean you're thirsty, but you want to satisfy that thirst by drinking. And that will quench it or, like, extinguish or put out your thirst. We actually use that verb to talk about firemen putting out a fire, to quench a fire, quench your thirst. How do you do that? You get a refreshing cup of black tea near Cheng Huang Temple. Now, Tom, I haven't done this myself. Have you been there?
No, I don't remember Cheng Huang Temple in Hualien City. I'm guessing this is in Hualien City.
Are you a black tea fan?
Yeah, I prefer black tea over other kinds of tea, but sometimes, of course, it's difficult to buy tea without sugar in it.
All right.
My goodness, you all add sugar so much. Although the new tea shops these days give you the option of low or no sugar. But hey, if you go to Cheng Huang Temple, there's some kind of a tea shop there that sells this black tea, but this particular tea is served cold and in an unusual way. Okay, black tea is mostly served hot, especially during the winter months. Well, this black tea shop uses a steel pipe to deliver tea from the second floor to a faucet behind the counter. That's interesting. So the actual tea is upstairs on the second floor, and it comes down through a steel pipe, comes out through a faucet or a tap on the second floor behind the counter. Faucet here is just something that controls the flow of water in your sink. In England, they say tap. In America, we say faucet.
That's right. So it's kind of cool how they have this set up. Now, it says here that the steel pipes feature two layers, one for the tea to travel through, as well as an outer one, one on the outside, that's filled with ice water to keep the sweet beverage cold. It's a pretty cool invention, the way they've rigged this or set it up.
I'm kind of sorry I didn't know about this.
I know,
next time
cool.
I'm there, I'm going to check it out.
So they've got these two pipes side by side, which is kind of cool. And if you get a chance, you might want to ask them to let you see how they've set this up.
Their apparatus?
Yeah, their apparatus.
Their equipment?
Their devices there. Mm. Now, it says here they want to serve their tea cold. Here it's being called a beverage. Beverage is something you drink. It could be milk. It could be water, soda pop. It could be lots of different things.
It's a more formal word for drinks, basically.
Would you like a beverage?
Yes, and I guess this beverage is a little sweet here, although maybe they'll give it to you without sugar in it. Who knows? So, yeah, check it out, especially on a hot summer day. It might hit the spot.
Hmm.
Okay, moving on now. Let's go to Gongjung Street. Continue to Gongjung Street to delight your palate with warm steamed baozi. Okay, yes, I believe there is a very famous baozi store there in a market there in Hualien. I was taken there one time. I can't remember exactly where it is, but if you're going to delight your palate, it means it's going to be very tasty. Your palate basically is the roof of your mouth, but we also use the word palate to talk about your appreciation of really tasty food.
That's right. If someone has a really good palate, it means they're able to distinguish flavor, and they can tell you if something's very good tasting or if it's not. Foodies consider themselves to have really fine palates. So baozi, oh, that sounds so good right now. These are mouth-watering, large, soft buns with savory pork. We all know what baozi are.
Yep.
If it makes your mouth water, you kind of get that water coming into your mouth when you think of something tasty or you smell something that is really good. And it just is your mouth preparing to eat something. It's hoping you'll feed it. Savory just means more of a salty flavor rather than a sweet flavor.
Exactly. Kind of salty and spicy as opposed to sweet. So, yes, if you like pork, that's the way it's going to taste. And, of course, afterward, you'll need dessert.
Mm.
Okay. At least in the Western tradition, after we eat our meal, we want to have something sweet later on. And so this is time for desserts. We've got a place called Zengji Moji, which is a popular mochi shop. It's the perfect place to stop. And, yes, Hualien is famous for its mochi. And so, of course, lots of people who go down to Hualien and return to Taipei or Kaohsiung or whatever bring back treats for everybody, and they're usually mochi treats. So, yes, here's a popular mochi shop called Zengji. I've probably been there, but I did not know it at the time.
Now, if you are a specialty shop or if you have a specialty, we could use it that way, too. It just means you're really good at a particular thing or a particular area. You've devoted a lot of time to develop a skill. Here, they have developed some really tasty mochi in a variety of flavors. A variety means lots of different kinds. So they've got the adzuki bean, which Tom and I were talking about before the program. We said, oh, we've never heard that before. It's actually red bean.
Mm-hmm.
A green bean, sesame, and peanut. Now, I have to confess, Tom, I'm not a big fan of mochi.
Okay.
I just don't like the texture. It's too meh, meh.
Kind of gooey, sort of. It's not really crunchy
or
soft. It's somewhere in between.
I need
there.
Crunchy things.
You like crunchy stuff. Okay, to each his own.
Yeah.
And so, of course, these are different kinds of flavors that you can have your mochi in. And for these reasons and more, It's easy to see the lure that dazzling Hualien holds for travelers and locals alike. So this last sentence here is summing up the lesson for us. These are many different reasons. We can see the lure or the attraction of Hualien. It's dazzling Hualien. Dazzling just means it's really spectacular, really bright. It attracts you. And, of course, it holds these things for travelers and locals alike. You could also say it has these things for both travelers and locals.
That's right. So right now we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back to wrap up.
我们继续来看，说到在花莲可以怎么玩，一个是泛舟，一个是赏鲸。那他提到赏鲸之旅的时候，他的描述里面大家可以注意到的是，作者呢他似乎有一种就是希望大家跟着他走，所以在句型上会用到很多的祈使句。在这一段里面，大家看到了 set out 开头的这句就是一个祈使句，他请你行动。这个呢跟我们一般写所谓描述旅游的文章不太一样，他不是用第三者的观点而已，他有点直接对你就是第二人称说请你这么做。好，那这个例子当然不只有 set out， 大家再往下读到了下一段，他提到说可以去喝所谓红茶，这边在城隍庙附近有一个红茶很有名的。那他一样的，他用了一个动词 quench your thirst， 这个片语本身就代表止渴，而这个 quench 它其实就是一种祈使句的句型。那这是第二个例子咯，还有没有呢？其实大家再往下读，当然还有的，像他在下一段他告诉你可以去公正街吃他们这边的包子，一样的，他第一个动词写的就是 continue还是用原形动词开头，一样是所谓的祈使句。这么说起来，其实作者呢，他在写作的过程里面，他有一些句法，当然他是有另外的用意的，大家也可以把它当作写作的一种手法。那我们刚刚提到了喝红茶，要提到了喝红茶里面，他说这个地方很特别，因为这家店哦，它有一个钢管，它从二楼把茶给送下来，而且这个管子呢是有两层，一层是怎么样，而另外一层又是怎么样。那我们要注意到的就是这里有一个 as well as，因为提到它有 two layers， 对不对？那一层是怎么样，而另一层这个 as well as， 我们知道它本身连接的含义就是 A 还有 B 这两者。那我们也晓得它跟 and 当然有一点不同，因为呢如果你用 as well as， 那重点上是放在前面哦，而不是后面哦，前者比后面可能更重要。好了，我们再来往下，最后面这边说到了公正街的包子，还有一个就是增记摩吉，这些也许大家都很熟悉。不过话说回来，这里提到包子的时候啊，前面他用的一个复合形容词是 mouth watering， 复合形容词用的比例非常的高，这个也是应另外一个例子了。你把名词 mouth 后面那个 water 是流口水，它是动词，然后加 ing， 好，可以让你很想吃，简直会让你流口水的食物。 OK， 好，我们今天所有的介绍就到这里结束，我们下次见。
That's all the time we have for today, and we're done talking about Hualien, but of course, as you know, everybody, there are many more things to see and do in Hualien, and we don't have the time to talk about all of them here. We would need probably about 500 programs to even just scratch the surface of what Hualien has to offer. So that brings us to the end of our program. Thank you for joining us, and make sure you join us again next time. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.